Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Thursday. And it's always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row UTC's second-year football coach, Rusty Wright. And Rusty, we've had you on multiple times before, but given where we are in this landscape, and I know we just had you a couple of weeks ago, I never know where to begin with you.
Well, that's good. I never know where to start every morning when I get up either. I just try to get going. So,
all right. I guess my first question is, the Southern Conference announces that next week's game against VMI has been postponed. Why didn't they just go ahead and say it's canceled? I mean, how in the world are they going to try to reschedule something like that if they're planning playoffs down the road? And, I mean, I saw where VMI has a game where UTC doesn't. So, I mean, it's – why didn't they just cancel the thing?
You know what? That's that's for someone else besides me. I just go how the week goes, and I don't know about all that. But that's just I guess if there's an opportunity, if you get through the middle of the season or middle of whatever we're doing, and there's a couple of cancellations and people aren't playing, they have an open time, we have an open time. Try and make it work and see if you can get a game in, I would assume. That's the biggest thing, is that you don't know how this stuff's going to play out.
Rusty, how many practices have y'all had so far?
We just finished our fourth one this morning.
Okay.
Fifth one this morning. Practice this morning.
All right, and how has that been, given that, you know, in that Southern Conference release, it says the game's been postponed due to COVID-related issues. You know, how – I guess, do you have some players in quarantine and those who can practice have practiced? And, I mean, I guess with five practices, that's have y'all had to, like, take a break at all? Because it sounds like y'all haven't, if y'all have already gotten five in.
Well, we did early on when we first brought them back. We were late getting started.
Okay.
Because of all this. That was the whole reason, is I knew we wouldn't get all 25 practices in because of when our guys were coming back and trying to do that. But, you know, we had, I think it was 10 guys that weren't able to come back on campus because they were having a quarantine at home when we had the opportunity to bring them back. And then about a week into it, we had some COVID issues, which we were going to start the next week to go to practice, but I lost a couple of position groups, and that forced practice to be delayed a week because, you know, not being all here and trying to get guys in shape and seeing what kind of physical condition they were in. You lose two position groups. Now you got to start pulling people from other spots to go fill those position groups. And then that puts more stress on the position group you just pulled them from, because now you don't have bodies to back them up to get through practice and do that. And we just felt like that was the best thing for us to do, was to just push it back a week and give us more time to try and get these guys physically ready to play a season.
All right, Rusty, I know when we had you on a couple of weeks ago, I mean, we talked that this is anything but a typical preseason camp. When you saying you had your fifth practice today in a typical preseason camp, you've got the full pads on. Have you had a full pads practice yet?
Well, today was our first one.
Okay.
You know, and it wasn't much, and that's the one thing we've had to adjust. Like you said, it's not a typical preseason camp. You know, we go out there about every other day. We'll go for about 2 hours one day and then for only about an hour and 10 minutes the next day, because I can't put these kids through two preseason camps in the same year. It's not going to, for one, there wouldn't be any of them here. They'd all leave. And two, you know, I just don't think their bodies can handle that. So we've had to adjust the way we practice, and we're adjusting that as we go. I've looked at it a bunch of different ways, and, you know, when we start playing games, we're going to adjust how we practice then and kind of just keep this thing evolving, because I don't want to burn these guys out. You know, I mean, that's a huge concern of mine, is it's a lot of football in a cramped amount of time. When you say, well, it's eight games now and then you play 11. But when you start looking at the totality of everything, it's a lot of football in a short amount of time. And I don't want to burn these guys out. I want them to enjoy playing and enjoy it. You know, I think what we've done practice-wise so far, I think most of them have bought into and tried to get better in that, you know. But it was interesting now, because you know, everybody keeps saying it's spring football, but I promise you, the weather I'm involved in ain't nothing like spring. So, you know, it's winter ball more than it is anything else. And we went out there Tuesday morning, and it was 27 degrees, and the pads were frozen, you know. So I've had helmets froze, and we couldn't put helmets on because they were froze from walking outside.
Wow.
It's been interesting. Excuse me. It's been an interesting time. So,
you're listening to UTC second-year football coach Rusty Wright here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. You probably don't like putting percentage chances on different things, but how optimistic are you that February 27th, Wofford's going to be coming to town and you'll be playing them?
Well, I mean, I don't know what's going on Wofford's campus, but all I can tell you is we're preparing every day to try and get ready for that date. And that's, you know, that's the biggest thing. I don't know if you can put a percentage on it right now, because 100 wouldn't do it and 50 probably wouldn't be legit. So, you know, I mean, that's the thing is, you don't know how things are playing out everywhere else. You don't know what issues everyone else has. For some reason, you know, we act like everybody's, you know, scared to open up about what's going on everywhere. Like somebody's going to look worse than somebody else. And, you know, we're all in it together right now. And it's not going to be a pretty picture for a while, football-wise, even when we start playing. But, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, that's the thing. We're going to just keep preparing every day and adjusting to whatever the weather does for us and whatever issues we have, and see if we can get a group ready to go out there February 27th.
All right, Rusty, big picture question, and this, I'm sure this has rattled around that brain a bunch, and the answer may change every day, but what do you hope to get out of the weeks ahead?
Evaluations. I mean, we're going to evaluate this football team. You know, we have an opportunity to play at home. We're going to play a lot more guys and see where some guys need some growth and development. And I know a big concern of mine is I know we've got a redshirt freshman class that I think is going to be pretty good eventually, but this will be the second spring where it's kind of not normal for them for not being in the weight room, you know, for 8-9 week stretch of time. And I know some of those guys can play. They're not ready. They're not strong enough right now to go in and play week in and week out in our league, but we're going to watch those guys play and do some things and evaluate the whole deal as we go and see, okay, you know, going into fall of 21, what do we have to get better at? What's our, you know, what are we lacking in? Do we need another player at a certain spot? Do we have to upgrade this to get better? And that's kind of how I'm looking at it, is trying to figure out a way to evaluate all these guys, because bunch of them going to play football for the first time, you know, and that's okay. That's the good thing about it, is we got to make sure we're using that time wisely and not wasting their reps and seeing how we can build this thing for the future and see, you know, hey, we got to step up in this area, or we've got to focus this on these guys for them to grow and be better, or, you know, do we have to, or are we a different deal schematically, offensively and defensively now because of some of the players we brought in? Or that's kind of my goal for the spring when it comes to looking at everything and just taking a step back and seeing if, you know, what we've done so far is right and if it has to change.
Well, with you, and if I'm hearing you right, Rusty, I mean, when you say evaluation so quickly to my last question, I mean, you're down to like 7 games on this spring schedule. So, I mean, I know you're going to try to win them, but it sounds like whether you go 6-1 or 1-6, it sounds like you're treating this like a kind of like a glorified spring practice and momentum into the actual preseason camp.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is you just don't know who you're going to have every week. I mean, it's kind of, yeah, I mean, we're out there practicing with the first group and the second group and doing that, but, you know, come Friday afternoon, we may not have some of those guys. I mean, you don't know. So how can you truly, you know, get a redshirt freshman that's never played a snap, and I may wind up having the whole offensive line be freshman or redshirt freshman. You know, how can you put the pressure of college football? I know we're going to go compete and go try and win every one of them. There's no question about that. And I know these kids will, but how can you put that kind of pressure on those kids in a time when nothing's been normal for them to try and perform at that level? And that's, you know, I mean, I think the one good thing we can do out of all this, no matter what, and it's just no different than practice, is we can evaluate these guys and see where they need the growth at. And if it's in the weight room, that is what it is. But if it's technique and fundamentals, okay, we can go back and evaluate how we're practicing to make them better during a game, you know, and I think that's the one thing we can get better at. Because if I was in year five or six, I wouldn't probably worry as much. I wouldn't probably worry as much about going and trying to play all these games and do all that kind of stuff in a short amount of time, because you've had normal seasons, normal springs back to back. But I hadn't had a normal spring since I've been here, so I've not had that growth and development we need to get to where we need to get to. I got guys that are behind physically a little bit that have to grow and develop, and that's what concerns me more than anything. So just trying to be fair to them and giving them opportunities to be successful, I think evaluation part of it's the biggest thing. So,
and Rusty, I want to conclude, and you've been great as always. Yesterday, if you saw Mark Wiedemer's column, it was kind of the origin of our poll question yesterday of, do you think there would be more interest in UTC/FCS football in the spring compared to the fall? Now, I don't think it'll ever move to the spring, because you'd lose top players because they're wanting to prepare for the NFL draft. You'd also lose the money game opportunities, and UTC's had a great history in recent years of going to the Oklahomas, Nebraskas, Alabama, Auburns, LSU, FSUs of the world. But in just sheer interest, I voted no, because I love football in the fall at all levels. I mean, we talk to you in the fall. We talk high school football. We talk college and NFL. I mean, you wait for that opportunity. And so, I don't know, do you feel like if FCS had its own stage in the spring, would there be more interest?
I don't think so. You know, Division III started. Did y'all know Division III football played last week?
I did not. I just knew that McNeese was playing FCS this week. Or, you know, I thought that was the first
but
one. Okay.
But that's what I'm saying is, you know, I mean, they played 10 Division III games, and I didn't know that till today. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just there's a reason it's played in the fall. There's a reason you don't try and, I mean, if we would have spring practice at this point in time, I would have never went outside this morning, you know, because of the weather. And that's the issue is you just, now if you're doing it and if you would say, all right, if we're going to do it, if it's true spring football, and we're going to do it April, May, and June, then I'd say you may have a shot. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of in between that time. I think hockey's getting done. Basketball ain't quite started the whole way, or, you know, is getting done at some point in time. I think you may have a shot, but trying to start right after the BCS stuff and NFL football, I think is awful difficult for anybody, you know. But I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong in the future. So I don't know. Who knows? But I think when the Super Bowl is played, everybody kind of shuts down, you know. And then you get geared up, and then it's when is Alabama's spring game. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. So, you know, that, I find that hard to do. Now, if we move that direction, great. You know, I'm good. As long as we get on something normal and go do it, I really don't care, as long as it gets to be somewhat normal sometime or another. So.
Well, Rusty, great stuff as always. I know your world has just been ever-changing constantly, and always appreciate you stopping by Press Row and whatever – transpires, we hope you get the most out of the weeks ahead, and I know we'll be you know, in step with you every step. So appreciate you again, and thanks for dropping by.
Yep, you bet, David. Y'all have a good day.
All right, sounds good. Rusty Wright, second year coach of the Mocs, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.